North Carolina is steeped in African American history, and the small rural community of Parkstown continues that tradition. Public Radio East's Mac McKee spoke with Marshall Jackson, who will be presenting a lecture on Parkstown at the Wayne County Museum this weekend. Jackson grew up in this community and has spent years researching its history and the people that call it home.
My father, Samuel Jackson, he and some of his relatives, probably before Roots came into existence, they started having family reunions. We've been able to trace our roots back to the 1800s, early 1800s. And my father would keep a journal, a scrapbook of all the newspaper clippings and articles that he could about Parkstown. And he began to share that with the Wayne County History Museum. And as his age and the health began to deteriorate, I became sort of the point person to take the books into the Wayne County Museum for Black History Month. And I developed a relationship with Chris. He asked me if I would like to do a presentation on the history of Parkstown.
Now, when was Parkstown established, and who were some of its leading citizens?
That is the interesting part. In researching the history, probably one of the earliest mentions of Parkstown comes from about the early 1920, maybe, some of the census data. But in doing the research, it appears that Parkstown, the geography, really was a part of Glasgow County. So we're going way back in time now to the 1700s, that there were a group of individuals in Glasgow County that wanted to become a part of Wayne County. And they petitioned the state around 1794 to include their land into Wayne County. And if you look at a map of Wayne County on the eastern side, you see it's a straight line and there's a little bump. That bump is Wayne, is Parkstown, and that bump was the area that these individuals wanted to annex into Wayne County that ultimately became Parkstown. And obviously some of the major landowners were members of the Parks family, the as we say, the European side of the equation.
Does Parkstown have any landmarks that are open for display and for any tours?
No. The biggest, I guess, landmark is Christmas time. Generally, it's the second Thursday of each December, around 3:45, we have a Christmas parade. And it has been billed as the largest little Christmas parade in the world. And we invite people to come down for that. And we're probably one of the very few rural communities to have a Christmas parade. The first parade, and Parkstown, for the most part, is a African-American community. The first parade was sponsored back in 1951. There was a period of dormancy, and then about 2006, a group of us, second and third generations, we decided to start it again. And since 2006, we've been holding the Christmas parade each year.
Tell us where and when your lecture is going to be held, and how can folks find more information about Parkstown?
The lecture will be this Saturday, the 15th, at 1 o'clock. It will be at the Wayne County History Museum in Goldsboro, and that is located at the corner of Mulberry Street and William Street. Come to the presentation, and hopefully we will have a lot of information to share with the individuals that show up at that presentation. And then after that, I'll be working with Chris to see if we can establish some type of permanent record there at the museum.
All right. Well, Mr. Jackson, thank you so much for being a part of our program today.
Thank you very much.
The presentation on the Parkstown neighborhood will take place this Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Wayne County Museum in Goldsboro. If you'd like more information, go to events at publicradioeast.org.